Hello and welcome to ICTJ Dispatch, a podcast series from ICTJ designed to bring you new political analysis and reports on developments from transitioning societies from senior ICTJ staff who have just returned from mission from many of these dynamic situations in which ICTJ is working. Today we are joined by Fernando Travesi. He's Deputy Program Director for ICTJ and has just returned from Uganda. Fernando, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, let's start off, if you could just give us a broad picture of where Uganda is in its transitional justice process. I understand it's been several years since the peace agreement in Uganda and several different transitional justice mechanisms were promised. What kind of progress has the country made, and what's going on right now on the ground there?
It is not an easy question because progresses have been more theoretical than practical. Since the Juba Peace Agreement and the Comprehensive Agreement, in which there were some transitional justice mechanisms, were endorsed by the government, like a and his political will to put it in place. It's been a long, very long debate on transitional justice policies. Actually, the government created a sector bringing together most of the stakeholders from the justice sector, the Ugandan Human Rights Commission, and so others, to discuss how to implement transitional justice process. That was a very good initiative, and then there were also consultations with victims and civil society, which is also a very good initiative. Maybe the most problematic thing is that the years have passed, and after those consultations, nothing concrete is in place yet. Actually, we are now having the fifth draft of the transitional justice policies, all right, which has been passing all the bureaucratic steps, is now, as we learned during the mission, the last mission, in the cabinet or in the ministry, to be addressed into the cabinet and then to be endorsed by the president and then to be passed to the parliament. But it's a significant time have passed. Number of years with nothing concrete meanwhile. And I think maybe one of the most critical challenges is that the transitional justice in Uganda is spinning off in a theoretical abstract debate, but doesn't bring anything concrete to the society or the victims.
And you were just in Uganda. There, ICTJ has been working in Uganda. We have an office in Kampala. Could you give us an idea of what you were doing on the mission and what kind of activities you attended there?
Sure. We were trying to assess the situation a little bit with having first-hand information from the government and from the civil society about their views and their analysis. I think, because of what I have said, there is a little bit of a fatigue on the transitional justice debate, and maybe we are losing the momentum because nothing concrete has been delivered. And I think that was one of my conclusions after the interviews that we had with the different stakeholders. We were having meetings with civil society, international community, also the government. Everything is already influenced by the political elections that will take place in 2016, but even though the political campaign is already there, so most of the political debate is now around, you know, the political campaign. And that might be an opportunity that if transitional justice make its way to the political agenda, because there are demand of the civil society or the victims' organizations, but if there isn't, I think the momentum might have passed. And I think the challenge, another challenge, is to find something that can move the progress, the process forward. And then there are maybe other significant or interesting things that we found. Very recently, there was a parliament resolution asking the government to create a gender-sensitive reparations fund, which might be an opportunity for the future, just to have a concrete thing to start a process moving forward independently of the big transitional justice framework. That could be an opportunity. And also the government told us that they were considering to start with some concrete reparations or relief programs for the victims, which is not exactly reparations. But that could be also an opportunity.
And recently there was a major conference, I understand, for the National War Victims, where dozens of civil society organizations, victims organizations, came to interact with the government to speak their experiences, to demand their rights. And you mentioned the demands of civil society in your previous comment. What kinds of things are victims looking for in Uganda, and what have you observed are some of the demands on behalf of these groups?
I think that conference was interesting. We had one of our colleagues from ICDJ doing a presentation on the topic of implementing transitional justice mechanisms, trying to bring to earth the abstract debate I was referring before. I think, and also as ICDJ, we did very recently an exercise of consultations of women victims in the north. So I think this conference was an opportunity just to bring together victims and policymakers. I think the policymakers already know the demands of the victims. I think it's very clear the demand of truth of what happened in both sides. Now the approach is a little bit no neutral, just looking at the LRA atrocities and neglecting the atrocities that have been committed by the state. So I think victims are claiming for a more balanced approach to the truth, and of course for a reparation. And the debate of the criminal accountability in Uganda, it's of the International Criminal Court. It's, to me, it's a little bit also in a fatigue mode. I think it doesn't drive the population. I think for the victims, it's more important some truth and concrete measures of reparations at this stage, or at least it's what we heard in these events with the victims. One interesting thing that we found, if I can add, is an interesting project of the Ugandan Human Rights Commission, that they are going to start a documentation project of gross violations during the past. It's a national project, but it's going to start on the north. And that may be a very interesting opportunity to bring together the different exercises that civil society victims organizations have been doing in the past on truth-seeking, on truth-telling, and might be a very good opportunity just to put together with the backup of an institutional body as it is the Uganda Human Rights Commission, which is a constitutional institution but independent from the government. So that is the very beginning of that project, but it could be also an opportunity to work on transitional justice in Uganda.
And Fernando, in closing, could you give us an idea of any significant developments in the coming months that ICTJ will be watching in the country, or any initiatives that are planned by ICTJ's program in Uganda?
Yeah, actually the different little opportunities I just mentioned, we're going to work closely in that. We have an upcoming mission of our gender colleagues in the month of June, and our colleague from the reparations unit to explore the possibilities of this gender-sensitive reparations fund or any concrete measures of the documentation project to provide some technical assistance and to see if we can just help starting up those projects. Of course, if the draft policy is finally endorsed by the government and they decide to put it in place concrete mechanisms, of course, we are ready to help. But it is a little bit out of our hands, and we have to wait and see if the government will have finally the political will to do that or not.
Thank you, Fernando, for speaking with us today, and we will continue to follow these developments that you've spoken about.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.